The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book 7, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale September 12th. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale September 12th. Order your copies today.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The combination 1-2 punch of Harvey and Irma come just as we are reminded today of the 16th anniversary of one of the most tragic days in American history, certainly the most tragic day of my lifetime. The human toll of these hurricanes, thank God, does not come anywhere close in America to the horror of September 11th, 2001. But the enormous loss of property and livelihood provides us an opportunity to wrap our arms around American neighbors who need our help. Do you remember how we all felt? It's September 11th. Do you remember how we all felt that night? I remember that night after working late, we all went to an Outback Steakhouse and we shook our heads and couldn't believe what our day was like. And we talked about how America was about to change. But we listened to each other. We helped one another. We were on the same team for a while. You could feel it in the air. I think we felt that same thing with Hurricane Harvey. We have the opportunity to rally again, to get back on the same page about something other than ourselves. After Katrina, the city of Houston opened their arms to the people of New Orleans. And now New Orleans wants to return the favor. The city captured the spirit in a heartfelt message to Houston. I'll share later. It's amazing. The way of life you love will carry on, they wrote. You taught us that. Your courage and your care continues to inspire our whole city. We couldn't be more proud to call you our neighbors, our friends, and our family. Texas forever. We're with you. The attitude of service is what made America great. Why do we keep forgetting that? America is great because America is good, and we have seen it on display. My question is, why does it always seem to take a horrific tragedy? Why is that always the price we have to pay to get there? During World War II, FDR called America the arsenal of democracy. Today, what we're seeing in Houston, what we're going to see in Florida, is America as the arsenal of generosity. You want to make America great again? Let's just continue to be known for that.
Monday, September 11th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Say again. Executive 956, did you understand that transmission? Yeah, that transmission, he said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
Sir, did you hear the transmission where the airplane just said he had a bomb on board?
The affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We didn't get it clear.
That aircraft, you can't get a hold of. Has he turned to the east now?
He just turned to the east also.
Okay, 956, we had a visual out of this standby.
Do you have a visual out of now?
We did, but we lost him at the turn.
You can make a turn back to a 220 heading. Let me know if you can see him.
They were making a turn at 956.
Okay, American 10-6 and Executive 956, we just lost the target on that aircraft.
Man, Z100 852. Something weird is going on.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center is on fire.
Oh, my
Seriously,
goodness.
The top of the building. We're trying to get information.
Top level of one of the
news to unfold from New York City.
A plane crash. Just.
My sister's in that building.
Okay.
And I hope she's okay, and I gotta run to New York.
Oh, my God, it's complete pandemonium. Okay,
first of all, calm down.
There's raining papers and
everything.
Ashes and...
105 wants to 1025.
Oh,
God, that was a huge explosion.
People are jumping out the windows. Oh, yeah, they're jumping out the windows. I guess.
A second plane has now flown in.
Wait, explosion at the Pentagon?
A third location
is on alert.
And outside of
Washington, I don't have words to describe what I'm witnessing right now.
Effective immediately until further notice, flight operations in the National Airspace System by United States civil aircraft and foreign civil and military aircraft are prohibited.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Oh my God!
One of the World Trade Towers has collapsed and fallen.
I've never seen anything like this.
I've got five patients. They need to be.
We got an ambulance full of cops and pedestrians.
September 11th, 2001. This is Glenn Beck. Dateline New York. In one of the most audacious attacks ever, terrorists hijacked two airliners, crashed them into the World Trade Center in a coordinated series of blows today that brought down the twin 110-story towers. Thousands may be dead. 58,000 people work at the World Trade Center.
Sean, it's me. I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building. A plane hit the building or a bomb went off. I don't know, but there's lots of smoke, and I just wanted you to know that I love you.
One plane, United Flight 93. Crashed north of Somerset County Airport, a small airport 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. United said that flight, Boeing 757, left Newark at 8:01, headed for San Francisco with 38
because in our day, we'll prevail.
We will not turn.
It is as old as the scriptures.
We will not falter.
And is as clear.
And we will not fail.
As the American Constitution.
That is the news of this day. September 11th, 2001. How many promises did we make on that day? How many promises have we kept and how many have we broken to ourselves, to our country, and to our families, to one another? You know, the reason why you have anniversaries, one to commemorate, to memorialize, and another to celebrate. We certainly don't celebrate 9/11. But shouldn't we take the opportunity to memorialize our commitment to one another and to what's true? How many things did you think you knew were true? 9/11, 2001. How many of those still remain? What did you promise yourself that you would be? What did you promise yourself you would do? There are so many broken promises littered between us and then. You remember on 9/11, we said we wanted to know who was here and who had overstayed their visa. That was the biggest thing. We have to know who's here and who has overstayed their visa, because people had come in and learned how to fly planes while on visas that they had overstayed. So we were going to fix that. That was one of the easy ones. That was simple. We can fix that. Last year, 629,000 foreign nationals came into our country and overstayed their visa. Last year alone, 629,000 just disappeared. Those are the people coming here legally. We don't even talk about things as security threats anymore. Our border isn't a security threat. It's, well, maybe for drunk driving. Maybe once in a while. MS-13. The worst of the worst. They weren't here in 2001 in all of our cities. Now they have a drug and violence network throughout all major cities. There's just this story yesterday, an alleged kidnapper of the Los Zetas Mexican cartel, arrested in Chicago, faces a 24 kidnapping charges and linked to a horrifying massacre in Mexico. He was arrested in the sanctuary city of Chicago. He is linked to a massacre of 300 people who were kidnapped, killed, cut into pieces, and incinerated in ovens. He was living in Chicago. You know, this year, I want to spend more time looking at 9/11 on the broken promises, but not even the broken promises like that. Not on, you know, political promises that are broken. I mean, gosh, what a graveyard that is. Today, I challenge you to think of the broken promises that you made, that you broke, that I made, that I broke. The things that we have to do to remember, like we did on September 11th, that the only thing that really matters is one another. For that fraction of a second in our lives, we remembered that nothing else mattered. We could lose everything, but as long as we had each other, as long as we had a chance to be free, we could rebuild and reconfigure anything. We've lost that. Today, I challenge you to find it once again today.
Coming up, we have ways for you to help out with the hurricane, Mercury 1, and all the efforts going on with Irma, and still Harvey. We can't forget that as well.
Jeez.
It's been quite a last couple of weeks.
It's been an amazing opportunity to change our attitude and refocus and to recenter ourselves.
It's a lot more positive than I was looking at it.
I thought it sucked. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book seven, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale September 12th. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale September 12th. Order your copies today.